You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So there's been some developments, or perhaps lack of development, regarding the compensation of workers that were impacted by silicosis and tuberculosis, those who did get sick working at the mines. You'll remember that around 2 years ago, there was a big sum that was agreed to compensate workers for getting sick, some 5 billion rand. But to date, only a fraction of that has been paid out. But MoneyWeb managing editor Rayk van Niekerk has got the details, and he spoke to the lead attorney that won the case for the mine workers, Richard Spoor. Let's listen in.
In 2018, six mining groups made 5 billion rand available to settle claims against thousands of mine workers who contracted silicosis and tuberculosis in their mines. The 5 billion rand stems from an agreement between the mines and the workers after the workers launched a class action suit. The Chamiso Trust was then set up to pay the 5 billion to sick miners, but to date, only 102 of the more than 40,000 claims have been settled. Richard Spoor is on the line. He is the lawyer who drove the class action suit on behalf of the miners. Richard, thank you so much for joining me. Are you still involved with this whole process?
I am. I have been appointed by the court as the claimant's agent, which means I have a responsibility to promote the interests of the claimants and have a role to play when it comes to monitoring the trust and ensuring that it does, in fact, deliver on its mandate.
I can appreciate that this process is complicated, but It seems as if very few of the claims have been settled, and, of course, time is of the essence because many of those workers are very sick.
That's right. I mean, this matter has been going on since at least 2011, and, in fact, even longer than that. It's been 15 years since we began, and during that time, a very large number of workers have died. And it's really unfortunate that's continuing, that they continue to die before receiving their compensation. The only upside is that since the establishment of the trust, workers with claims who pass away, their families are not prejudiced in the sense that they receive the same benefit as the worker himself would have received.
What, of course, the delays? Why has it been so slow?
It has related to the complexity of the trust deed and the settlement and setting up the infrastructure and the systems that are required to process claims in line with the provisions of the trust deed.
So it is administrative reasons?
I think they are largely administrative, but, you know, they flow from the complexity of the deed itself and the nature of the challenge. You know, such large numbers of workers across the country, systems had to be put in place to provide facilities where these workers can register their claims, where they can be medically examined, where their records are made available, and where, you know, the trust can process their claims without contravening any of the provisions of the deed. All of that has taken a long time, and setting up the computer systems that were necessary to process this has been particularly challenging.
But are all of these things now in order? Would you be able to start to accelerate the payouts and the settlements in due course?
I believe so. I'll give you an example. There is a particular issue about the compensation of people with silicotuberculosis. There's a provision of the trust deed where there's been a disagreement about precisely what it means. That issue is being addressed. It's been resolved, but it requires an amendment to the trust deed, and that will immediately unlock 500 claims that are sitting in the system. And we're working on a daily basis with trying to unlock the disputes and the issues that arise. You know, the companies on their side want to ensure strict compliance with the provisions of the trust, and do adopt a very stringent, narrow approach. And it's up to the trustees and it's up to us to find ways to ensure that, despite that, the process flows. I think you can anticipate a much improved flow of claims through the system. And I'm fairly confident that in 2 or 3 months' time, you're going to see a very, very different scenario.
How many claims have been submitted with the trust?
Well, our firm submitted 25,000, and of those 25,000, I think six have been compensated in this latest batch. So 6 out of 25,000 clients is what's happened for us, which is clearly not satisfactory, but I'm hoping that it will get a lot better.
Yeah, not satisfactory is one way of putting it, but, you know, it's such a dire situation. And one of the arguments you actually put forward during the class action case was that these people are very, very sick. They need the money urgently. It just seems as if it is really, really unfortunate that the trust is just taking so long to start paying out the amounts.
You know, what I can say is that the trustees who are in charge of the process, that they have been acting in good faith and doing a really good job. I think Mayor Hermanus, the chairperson, has been fantastic. All the trustees nominated by us have really been working hard. Janet Love, Dr. Sophie Kisting have been doing fabulous work. I understand from them that the company's representatives and the trust have also been pulling their weight, and that there is a kind of a joint commitment to ensure that the goodwill and the confidence that was created when this matter was settled is preserved. It's in everybody's interest to move it along. So I don't doubt the trust is doing its best. Whether they've done it the most efficient and most effective way, I'm not sure. Perhaps not. But the system and the approach that they have adopted, I think, will work over the longer term, and I'm pretty confident that the trust will fulfill its mandate.
I've seen that around 40,000 claims were submitted. Of course, not all of those claims flow from your efforts. But can mine workers who are sick still register claims with the trust?
Yes, they can. Every TEBA office around Southern Africa is a claims office, and then there are systems in place where they can lodge claims electronically. There's call centres that have been set up. People can call in at no cost to themselves and report their claims, and steps will be taken to ensure that they are seen, that information is taken from them, that if they're living claimants, they're medically examined, and that their records are dug up to ensure that they get the benefits that they're applying for.
Once the system is running on all six cylinders, how long would it take to settle a claim, or how complicated would it be to settle a claim?
I'm not entirely sure. But what I can say is that if you have a look at the way that the MBOD has done things, that's the Medical Bureau for Occupational Diseases, the average period it takes them to process a claim is 3 years. And that's a simpler, cleaner kind of process than we have. Now, you know, that is certainly not what we want to see, and we're going to do a hell of a lot better than that. And I'd like to see these claims taking, you know, a matter of weeks before they settled, and I'm fairly confident that that can be achieved, you know, as the system begins to operate more efficiently and effectively.
Thank you, Richard. That was lawyer Richard Spoor.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.